Simonim Reish and Reish Aleph. The end of Hilchos Birchas Hamazon VeHazimun. Ben Sieselberger was by his friend's chasana, sat down with two other friends, and they were eating together. At a certain point, the two guys decided that they're finished. They said, "Can you answer for us?" And he says, "No, absolutely not." So they said, "Okay, so we're going to bench without you. We're just going to be mezamin against your will." And they proceeded to do so, and he stood there, and he actually turned around, turned his face, and he's not answering. He's not, and they, sure enough, they bench, they're mezamin, and they walk off. Okay, it's like by chasana, people coming, people going, he's still eating. Two more guys sit down next to him. Now he's ready to bench. He's ready to bench, and he tells them, answer. It said, "Ma pito." We're not answering for you. We're still moving. So he felt they did it to him. He could do it to someone else, but he can't because he's only one person. So he starts trying to convince them. Maybe we could. Maybe we can't. Anyhow, let's give Mishur Sadin. It's Kedai that you should answer for me. Anyhow, even though you're not mechuyev to, it's Kedai. Lo necha beis hamikdash ala shemidu divrei ma dintori. Then you go look for Mishur Sadin. Kitzur, after 2-4 minutes, he finally convinces them to answer. And they answer. Okay, they're ready to answer. The shaila is who should bench? So is there a Baal Bayis? There's no Baal Bayis there. The Baal Bayis is the chasana. They're not waiting for the chasana because they came, they didn't start together with the chasana. They're not finishing together with the chasana. So who should bench? The Baal Bayis is the one that calls the shots. There's no Baal Bayis here. Who wants to bench? So he says, I'll bench. They said, Mapatom, there's a Levi over here. There's no Kayim, there's a Levi. She gives the Levi. No, I want to bench. Levi should bench. At the end of the day, the Levi benches. Levi benches, answers, and they continue on their way. The shaila is, what was halachically, was it halachically sound what went on by this chasana? So the truth is that we saw, those that saw, Reish Aleph, the halach is that two people that want a bench, they could be mechayev the third guy to bench, Baal Karchom. However, the Bir Halacha points out, he says it's only if there's nachas that they have to go. It's only if they're in a rush. If they're just because they don't want to wait around anymore, but in 5 minutes the guy's going to be finished, but they're not nachas to go, then in a chanam they shouldn't be mechayev. However, in a case where it is nachas that they have to leave, it is necessary for them to leave, then they're allowed to be mezamin, Baal Korchoi, even if he doesn't listen, and they're Yetzidei Zimun. He, on the other hand, is not Yetzidei Zimun. He is not Yetzidei Zimun. Two more people come, and they want to be mitzaref to him. So if he had afterwards, the lacha is, even if he would have been Yetzi Zimun, now that there's another two people, which is Roiv of a Zimun, they could be now Mishtatef again. If it would only be one more person that came to two people that answered, they wouldn't be able to. But now that it's only one person points out the Sharetzin, and you have two more people coming that didn't answer Zimun, they could be Mishtatef together with him and be Mizam. Could he be Mechayev them to be Mizam Baal Korchom? No, one person cannot be Mizam, not be Mechayev two people to be Mizam Baal Korchom. I just wanted to interject here at a point which the guy didn't know the halacha. This guy did not start with the two people. And not only that, if he wants to bench now and they're not ready to bench, that means he didn't finish with them. The halacha is no chiyuv zimun in such a case. You have to either start together or you have to finish together. In this case, if you didn't start and you didn't finish, there's no chiyuv to be Mizam together, therefore he doesn't have to wait for them, they don't have to answer them. It's always an Indian tale, even if you're not mechuyev. There's an Indian to have a zimun. But they're not mechuyev to wait for him. Now that he convinced them to be mezamen, there is an Indian lefnim Meshur Sadim. Not only that, the Sharetzin points out, if they're not going to answer for him, they're going to have to go find the third guy from the shuk, because once they're mechuyev and zimun, they ate together. It's only if they started together. If they start together and they ate together, then they're mechuyev and zimun, they're going to have to find the third person. Memeila, it's good that they answered. Who should bench? The Gadol is the one that's supposed to bench. If you don't have a Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaBayis is the one. If you have a Baal HaBayis and a Gadol, the Bir Halacha is mistapik. But if you have the Gadol Mevarech, is even Bava and Sef, that's where you don't have a Baal HaBayis. If you have a Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaBayis is the one that calls the shots because he gives the Arech to be Mevarech that way, and he can be Mevater on that. He's the one that's really calling the shots. But if there's none, then we go with the Gadol. If there's no Gadol, then we go with the Kohen. If there's no Kohen, then says the Mishnah Berurah, there's an Indian to be Makdim the Levi. There is an Indian to be Makdim the Levi. For Birchas Hamazon, for Tzedakah, Ukedema, even though not everybody does that. Bechlal with a Kohen, we don't even know. Tzarechin Laman, Yitzar Nachshav, Lakdim the Kohen, the Kol Hanach Mili. says the Mishnah Berurah. Not exactly clear why not. Teiv lahaktim the Levi to be. Now the guy that wanted to be mezamen, l'chora, there is an inyan to be mezamen. It says, that's the last halach here, tzarech lachzor shidnu l'kreish al bracha levarach. It's a little interesting halach when he's supposed to say, please give me the kreish to be mevarach. That's what it sounds like. L'mayis at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah says that Sif Gimel in the Sharatim, Sif Gimel that says, Mishan Eisenle Levarach, Meinu Mevarach, Mekatrin Yomov, and Sif Dalid, Tzarech Lachzor Shidin Leikresh Obracha Levarach, says, Kenzai Mizmanenu, both of these halachas do not apply. First of all, the only reason why, if we ask you to be Mevarach, and the person is not Mevarach, it's Mekatrin Yomov, is because it says that, Avarachol Mevarachecho, the person that gives the bracha will get the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't want a bench to give a bracha to the Baal Abayis, then in Echanami, you don't get the michlala hein atashem elav. If you're not mevarach him, which would give you a bracha, that means that you're lacking the bracha. Mekatzrin yamav. Bizmanenu, everybody says rachamim yavarach balabayis is that. That's also only if there's a balabayis. But in general, a person always says, therefore, it's not a gay. Even if you're not the one benching, you're going to say rachamim yavarach balabayis is that. And the second thing that it says, yishyitnu tzarech lachzor shidnu leikreshal bracha levarach, that means that you should be the one to be mighty everybody birchas amazin. Bizmanenu, that everybody's mevarach birchas hamazon, you're not being mighty anybody. So ken zayin, there's no milah. Bleib starachin, maybe you're still a milah to be the one that's saying nevarach shalchanu mishalai, to merch. Nevertheless, pashas bezmanenu, these two halachas don't apply. Memeila, lav dafka, when you have three people there, especially if you don't have a balabayit. That's even a bezmanenu that everybody's benching. Lav dafka is a need to be machzor. Certainly there's a need to give it to the Levi, according to what the Mishnah Berurah says.